Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
No highlights? Well, it's not like anything happened yesterday. Welcome in. It's Bet Sweats on a Football Friday. Joe O, Sammy P. Friday feels coming up in 20. It's not going to be positive. I can tell you that right damn now. Nope. Not going to be a positive Friday feels. This was my concern. This was my concern about that. Damn, we actually talked about this. Our college football plays later on this hour. NFL breakdown, the entire 10 a.m. Eastern hour. Patrick Everson will be joining us from Vegas. He'll be telling us, as he talks to all the sports books, where the sharp money is going, where the public money is going. So we'll get dialed in there. Two-minute drill. We'll find out where the room is at. The room sucked again last night. Congratulations, room. I can't say that I was happy, even though we faded them. Brian Robinson Jr., where you at? Blake Corum looked like a piece of crap out there the entire game. I was like, he better not return to the field. I don't think he did. It didn't matter because the Rams still lost. We'll cover it all. Baseball, of course, football. I think all of us on the show have something to be pissed about today, Sam.
I think we do. I'm going to save a lot of that for Friday feels because after my whirlwind Wednesday, Thursday, I walk into my house yesterday. I'm supposed to be in a good mood. I'm finally home. Been up since 6 in the morning. I'm back in Boston at 8 p.m., and I mistakenly checked Twitter after the Cubs beat the Padres, and I almost launched the phone out the window. And it's only my fault because I shouldn't
It's your fault.
Shouldn't be taking things this seriously, but I'm running on empty already on Thursday nights. And you look at your phone and you see a tweet from a guy with 6 followers, and you're like, why is this breaking me right now? We'll talk about that in Friday Feels. I did not think the 49ers were going to win, nor did anybody, including the Rams. I was watching our friends Drew and Andy. They do this second half show during primetime games, and Drew Dinsick said, and I laughed, he said, I think the Rams were just watching the betting market all week and realizing they don't have to care, just walk into this game and win. Not the case. Now, a lot of things had to go against the Rams, including Kyren Williams fumbling at the one-yard line.
Oh, my God.
Stop me if you've heard that before. Kyren Williams fumbling the football in a big moment. I did see the graphic on Amazon Prime while Tony Gonzalez was wearing one of the worst suits I've ever seen. Kyren Williams has 7 lost fumbles since 2023. And this one crushes people if you have Rams and Survivor, which I know is the elephant in the room here. How about the 49ers, though, being 3-0 in division games this year with guys I've never heard of catching the football? And with Mac Jones, a guy who couldn't cut it in New England, now rejuvenating his career under Kyle Shanahan. It's not the first time, and it's not the last time Kyle Shanahan will elevate a quarterback that used to be relatively mid into a quarterback that finds ways to win games. And he got hurt in the game, Joe. He's eating electrolyte candy and shoving bananas in his face and trying to just get the cramps out of the way. It was a resilient performance from a team that has no health on offense outside of Christian McCaffrey, who, again, was awesome. But you hinted at this yesterday. This is Goodell ball. These Thursday night primetime games, more times than not, they shouldn't be close, and then they're close. Mm-hmm. But the Niners were in total control basically the whole way, and it was a tough one if you were on Rams. I didn't think I had any chance covering Niners plus six going into that game, going into kickoff, but that's Goodell ball on Thursday night.
The chair was good to you. Yeah, Mac Jones was beat up, and he's throwing for 342 on this defense. You've got Kendrick Bourne looking like Jerry Rice, 10 for 142 on 11 targets. Almost every time he targeted him, he's coming up with a terrific catch. And then on the other side, I know the numbers were probably were there in the end because it was like 10 for 85, but it felt like, where's Puka? Why isn't he involved more? And then you've got Sean McVay with the dumbest play call ever. Like, Staffy is killing it all night. He threw for almost 400 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. And you mentioned those fumbles. Yes, at the one. Another touchdown, what should have been a touchdown drive. The Blake Corum fumble was just outside the red zone as well. That should have been another scoring drive. But this is what happens. I know it felt like the 49ers dominated. They didn't. They dominated the first half, the first quarter, but they didn't dominate the game. The Rams outgained them. The Rams had 7.1 yards per play. You can't lose that game. Can't lose that game, especially a divisional game, and you do. Like, they're missing all these pieces on the San Francisco side. You've got, like, wide receiver 4 or 5 killing your secondary all night. How does that happen? Turnover's a small part of it. I mean, they're +2 in turnover differential. You know everything's going through CMC, 30 touches in the game. Still pretty productive. Like, you know where it's going. And they still couldn't stop it. They all messed up, I'd say, except for Stafford. Everybody had a hand in that loss, except for the quarterback. With that offensive line, how you're moving the ball through the air, ever since the first, let's say, quarter, how you had them on their heels, and the issues in the backfield, how do you call a run play on fourth and one? Okay, we're going to go for it in overtime. We're going to try and win that. I applaud that. But not with that play call. I didn't understand what the hell McVay was doing.
Yeah, Stafford had 389 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks, and you take the ball out of his hands on fourth and one. Now, I'm not going to sit here and second guess a coach who's won a Super Bowl because that's not my job. You know what I thought, though, when that play fell south and the Niners are parading onto the field celebrating another NFC West win? I thought honestly to myself, you know who gets that yard? The Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a
Niners
fair?
Get that yard. The Niners get that yard every time. They were all night. Mac Jones was sneaking it in those scenarios.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I just thought to myself, you know who gets that yard? Philly, because Philly brings in the jumbo package and runs the tush push and gets the yard. I didn't understand the play, but that's the NFL. I think you're right, though. McVay had the right idea to go for it on fourth and one, because if you kick the field goal, you're probably not going to get the ball back, and odds are very, very high that you either tie or lose. So fundamentally, I get going for the fourth down. I didn't like the play call, and taking it out of Stafford's hands, I think, was a big issue. But let's give credit to Mac Jones, and every time he wins, I see the picture of him in college with the pooch and the cigar, and it's very funny. It makes me laugh. Mac Jones, in his three starts now, per Pro Football Focus, 904 passing yards, 8 touchdowns, 1 pick, 3 wins, no losses. He's done everything in his power to keep this team afloat.
Yeah. Couldn't get enough of Herbie salivating over Mac Jones, thinking about his college years the entire time, because everything goes back to college when he's calling Thursday Night Football for Amazon. You know, that annoyed me, too, that so we both have YouTube TV. We've got two big sporting events going on simultaneously, and we can't flip if you're on one TV. Like the room that I was in, it was a one TV deal, and I can't flip because of the stupid streaming service. Right. Because I can't, like earlier in the day when we had two baseball games going on, you could watch them at the same time if you want to go to that screen. But then you can't do that if you've got to pull up the Prime app. One of many issues today. We'll get to
no
the field coming up in a few minutes.
Yeah. No, but I'm glad you brought that up, because I was in a one TV room too last night when I got home, just trying to decompress and not think about work for 45 seconds.
Yeah.
And then got the baseball game on. Because this is a, you know, Red household now, apparently. And Schlittler was awesome, by the way, for the Yankees. Former Red Sox fan growing up. So I'm not in the office. I'm in the back watching Red Sox Yankees. And the Yankees are just pounding them. And I go, well, I kind of want to watch the second half of Thursday night. So I pull my phone out because my laptop is charging in my office because it's dead, having been used all day. And I pull my phone out and I go on the app and I hit the app thinking, oh, well, I'll watch on my phone while baseball's on the TV. Cause I'm comfortable. I'm in the back, got the fire going, all that.
Yeah.
And it says, oh, you can't watch on Amazon. You have to download the Amazon Prime Video app. Kissed my ass. I'm not doing all this stuff. I'm like, no. Like, I have the Amazon app. Why can't I just watch the game on Amazon? I pay $119 a year for Amazon Prime.
Exactly.
Let me watch the game on the app that I already have. I need to download another app that I'm going to use twice a year on my phone? No. And now I'm not getting up because I'm comfy. I'm not going to get my computer to watch the game on the computer, which I eventually did anyways. But it is... It is funny that in 2025, we're not able to push a button and flip from baseball to football, given all the technology and all the high-octane connectivity we have to our devices and our sports. We still can't do it, and that's a good call by you.
Cubs, Tigers, Yankees all advanced yesterday in the baseballs. We'll break that down. The series prices, we have those for you. With all four series that are going to start tomorrow, which is interesting. A couple teams get off Sunday, a couple teams get off Monday. We move on to the DS, but we've got to take a look back. Okay, we'll start with Cubs. I mean, there's also angles on this show because a lot of people were on Padres stuff. Cubs win by a score of 3-1. Under hits again in this series. I think all three games, the under hit. I bet it every day. It was like a no doubter. You just need to get to 2-3 runs and you were good to go. In this series, we felt that the Padres would have the pitching advantage, and Darvish was pulled in the second inning. They did not have the pitching advantage yesterday. I'm not saying they won because of Taillon. They won because of the Cubs won because of their defense and because they got in a situation early on where they were able to tack on a couple of runs. And, you know, Michael Busch hits a bomb later. I thought Paul was on it. I mean, he had it was like right size, wrong shape. Like he felt PCA was going to come through with a home run. He was going to have a big game. He did have a big game. All of his at-bats, he had three hits in the game. Terrific game for him, a guy that's been really struggling to start the playoffs here. He just didn't hit the home run, but he came through. Cubs, it's 3-0. It was very dicey in the ninth inning. A couple of hit batsmen. They have to change pitchers. We're like, whoa, the Padres have life here. The Cubs eventually close it out and win 3-1.
And that'll be a very fun series looking forward when we talk about Cubs and Brewers. But as you said, let's hit rewind for a second. The Padres just couldn't get a big hit all series. Chris Massaro, who covers the team, tweeted this, I believe, in the ninth inning as San Diego was trying to climb back in and just rally late. Padres with runners in scoring position all series to this point, 4-21. Not going to cut it. And let's give the Cubs credit. Let me tip my cap. I know I lean into the anti-Cub bit a bit. It's
a bit.
It's an entertainment show. It's what it is. Like, am I tired of the stupid song and the flag? Yes, but the Cubs deserve to win the series. And I think defensively, which we also talked about, follow baseball. No, we talked about their defense all week and how good they were up the middle, specifically short, second, and center. And I saw Barstool Chicago tweet out these three pictures. It was one of Swanson making a catch over his shoulder in the outfield. It was the snow cone grab, Nico Hoerner getting vertical at second base. And it's PCA in the first inning with that sliding catch. Again, couldn't watch the game because, you know, why would the Wi-Fi on the train work on Amtrak? So I'm living it through our Ramily text thread. They won the series because of their defense and their bullpen, which the bullpen, if you go back to June and July, every sports radio host in Chicago is talking about how bad the bullpen is. The bullpen was awesome. Bullpen's now, maybe great. That's a combination of the bullpen peaking and the Padres not being able to get a big hit. But the Cubs deserve to win the series, period.
I don't know, man. The bullpen's been strong the entire second half. And that was supposed to be a Padres advantage. It was a Cubs advantage. The Cubs had the better bullpen in the series. And to your point, Schilt was saying after the game, it's like, yeah, Swanson's glove killed us. He got us all series long with the glove. So the defense wins there. Detroit to start the day off. They got that 4-run seventh. Detroit wins. They started piling on late. 6-3, your winner, the Guardians, they were going to bullpen every inning. They ended up using 8 pitchers in that game over the course of 9 innings. Flaherty really struggles once you go second, third time through the order. But Tigers did enough. Congratulations. Paul's big on them. I can see it. I understand why you would like them with their path. And then last night, the Yankees shut out the Red Sox. What about how about that pitcher's duel that you end up getting between those two guys? Schlitler and the rest of the Yanks, 13 strikeouts, 1 walk. And on the Red Sox side, their pitchers, 11 strikeout, 1 walk. Boston got in scoring position once all night.
Schlitler was unbelievable. Unbelievable. Throwing absolute smoke, too. And we heard throughout the game about how he grew up a Red Sox fan, rooting for Poppy and Pedroia and Chris Sale, and he gets to blank the team that he grew up rooting for. Can't win if you can't score, Joe. And the Red Sox did not score.
Friday feels coming up next. I think it's going to be a special one. We'll also go over the DS series prices on the other side, tell you our first thoughts there. This is Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.